Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Doug sent me an interesting story. It reminded me of a funny discussion I had following one of my earlier videos. I did a video about how I bought a vehicle and I got 0.0% financing. And I mentioned that I got a really good deal when I did that. And several people said, oh, but Steve, you got scammed. You got scammed. Hate to tell you, Steve, but you got scammed. And there's apparently some guy out of Australia who has a video entitled something to the effect of 0% financing is a scam. And of course, maybe it is in Australia. I don't know. I mean, they've got kangaroos too. But here in America, if you get 0.0% financing, then as long as the price of the car is good, it works out. And I mentioned in my video that I got a plan through Ford, which is the employee discount. I'm not an employee, but I know someone who is. I'm related to somebody who is. And so therefore, as a result of that, I got a great price and 0.0% finance. And I had to do a follow-up video to explain that you can't get an interest rate lower than 0% in a consumer setting. And I had several people then respond to that, because people respond to everything. And they said, Steve, there are negative interest rates. You need to do your research. I know they're negative interest rates, but not in a consumer setting. You can't get them for your automobile purchase. And if you can, let me know, because as of right now, you can't. But the story that Doug sent me is negative interest rates could make borrowing money cheap and saving money expensive, which is the reverse of what we have now. And this is a discussion about what might happen in the near future. Laura Grace Tarpley wrote the article for businessinsider.com and wrote that the Federal Reserve has already cut the federal funds rate twice in 2020, and there's debate about whether the agency should lower the rates again. The problem is that low rates are often a sign of a struggling economy. When rates decrease, people are more likely to stimulate the economy by taking out loans and using their credit cards. More debt. And as the coronavirus pandemic drags on, the U.S. economy is already taking a hit. Right now, the federal funds target rate is 0% to 0.25%. If the Fed lowered rates again to help the U.S. economy, rates would drop below zero. Negative interest rates are controversial, but countries such as Switzerland, Denmark, and Japan have already implemented the system. What would negative interest rates mean for American consumers? Basically, you could earn money when you borrow and spend money to keep your money in a bank account. That is, banks could charge you. And while you might think, Steve, that's crazy, I remember a time when they actually paid passbook savings. You put money in a savings account and they paid you interest on your savings account. Isn't that crazy? And there's also a time when they used to pay you interest on a checking account. Now, I understand some of those things are possible now, but the rates are really, really, really low, or you have to have lots of money in there, or something. Times have changed. So don't respond and say, Steve, that's exactly the way it is today. It's not. And for those of you who said, but Steve, negative interest rates already exist. Yeah, call up Switzerland and see if they'll lend you the money to buy a Ford Explorer. Okay? Or Denmark or Japan. Those are the countries that were doing it. And it was the countries themselves, not little lending institutions. Negative interest rates would make it more affordable to borrow, more expensive to save. Low rates have already made it more affordable to take out a loan and less beneficial to keep your money in a savings account. Mortgage rates are at a historic low right now, and bank rates are gradually dropping, so you earn less by leaving your money in an account with them. So negative interest rates would take things to the next level, and here's what would happen. If you take out a loan at a negative interest rate, you don't pay interest on the amount you borrow. Instead, the lender would pay you. Right now, you end up paying more than the amount you originally borrow over the course of your loan because interest accrues. But with negative interest rates, you'd end up paying back less than you borrowed, so you'd earn money in the long run. The question then becomes, what kind of loans would be available, if at all, in this scenario? Negative interest rates would encourage people to buy homes, use credit cards, and take out other types of loans. By spending more, people would be helping the U.S. economy. With bank accounts, you may be stashing your money in a bank account and earning interest right now. If the federal funds rate dropped below zero, you wouldn't earn interest at your bank. You'd actually pay a fee to keep your money in the bank. And trust me, that's what they've been thinking about all along. They'd love to charge you to put your money in their account. The fee would be relatively small, maybe a few dollars per month. But charging people to keep money in the bank is meant to encourage people to spend their money, which puts money back into the economy. There's been plenty of debate about negative interest rates during the coronavirus pandemic, and President has publicly praised the idea The Federal Reserve is the agency in charge of slashing rates, and Federal Chair Jerome Powell is not convinced on this topic just yet. Speaking to 60 Minutes, he said, "There are plenty of people who would think negative interest rates are a good policy, but we don't really think so at the Federal Reserve. And I think it's an area of real uncertainty in the central banking world. For now, negative interest rates look unlikely for the U.S. economy." But again, like I said, these are hypotheticals we're discussing here. And yes, negative interest rates do exist at that very, very high up global banking environment. But it's not yet happening to regular consumers, borrowers, or spenders like you and me. It's not happening here just yet. It could happen. It could happen. But it's a ways down the road. But other unlikely things have happened recently. How many weeks ago was it that they announced that oil prices had dropped to the point where they'd gone negative? Oil prices went negative for a day, meaning that if oil is trading around 50 bucks a barrel, right, some trader someplace can buy it and he owns it and then he sells it, buys it, buy low, sell high, buy it for 50, sell it for 60, whatever. At one point in time, briefly, the price of oil dropped negative where they would pay you to take it. Okay. Now, there's a whole bunch of things I'm not going to get into here to explain how that's a possibility, but it sounds insane. But it happened. And I remember I was doing a live stream the day it happened, and somebody actually chimed in and said, "Hey, Steve, something wacky is happening here in the oil market. Oil just went negative." And I remember reading the comment, and people will occasionally goof with me in the comments. And I thought at first maybe it was a joke, maybe it was a pun. Negative oil. Is that a joke? I couldn't figure it out. And then later when I signed off, I went and looked, and I hit one of my favorite news sites, and it goes, you know, oil has gone negative. And I'm like, what? How is that possible? Turns out it was possible. So these crazy things that we think might never happen could happen. But again, right now, the Fed has cut the interest rate down to almost nothing. Almost nothing. The question then becomes, where do they go from there? Interest rate becomes nothing or becomes negative? And then everything is flipped topsy-turvy in this mixed up, crazy world we live in. So there you go. Businessinsider.com has got the story. Laura Grace Tarpley wrote it, and Doug sent it to me. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Questions or comments? And all the ways that you think I'm wrong, list them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. No one ever says, "It's only a game," when their team is winning.